Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
KS Tech Logistics.
Logistics.
Yes, let's start there. But I want to start with you first. Tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, where were you born. Did you find this entrepreneurship journey or it found you?
Okay, Tafelo. My name is Ketiwe.
Yes.
As said, and it means God's chosen one.
Oh, look at that.
Okay.
What a nice name.
All right. So I'm a mother of two boys, yes. And I'm from a little town in Zimbabwe called Kwekwe.
Okay.
Yes, I think in short, that's who I am.
Okay.
And my business is KS Tech Logistics.
Yeah.
And we deal with freights and logistics, mm-hmm. transporting, and we also do imports and exports in and out of Africa.
Ooh, okay.
Things like that. So that is what we actually major in.
Ah, fantastic, fantastic. Okay, mm-hmm. Imports and in and out of Africa. That must be a very difficult space to navigate, but I'm going to come back to that. So you said Kwekwe, right, in Zimbabwe?
Yes, I'm from a very small town in Zimbabwe called Kwekwe.
What's it like there? Because we always hear about Harare, you know, Bulawayo, which are the major ones. Kwekwe, what's it like?
Okay, yes, I think it's the third, if I'm not mistaken, city in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
It's there's not too much of activity there.
Okay.
It's different from the Harares and Bulawayos, whereby there is a lot of activity.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
So when we're talking about Kwekwe, when we're here in Joburg, maybe those small towns like Abo Bloemfontein and where there's not too much activity.
Ah.
Yeah, that's where I actually grew up.
Okay, fantastic. All right. And then when did KS start?
Okay, so KS Tech started, I think it's a little under a decade.
Ooh, okay.
Yes, maybe I can put it into, I think, around 7 years. You know, one can really never say how old the business is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it started just a long time back.
Mm.
And I can say it's been successful for around maybe 7 years or so.
Yeah, 7 years or so, right? Okay.
Yes.
Why logistics? Why freight? It's a male-dominated industry, but why get into it?
It is, eh?
Mm.
Yes. You know why I got into... I grew up, okay, I think I left out something.
Yeah.
When I grew up, my family had a little logistics company.
Okay.
So it's something that I grew up in.
Ah.
In my case, it's not that I thought of doing it now or later,
yeah.
But it's something that I grew up doing because I would see my parents managing trucks.
Yeah.
And at the same time that I was pushed because, you know, when you, as I said in Zim, when you just grow up and see things happening,
yeah.
And obviously you just get interested if you would as the firstborn,
yeah.
In the family. I just got so interested in whatever my family was running,
mm-hmm.
and I was just pushed to do transport and logistics as well.
Okay.
So to start managing my father's business.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, then I just took it from there. It's not something that found me.
Mm-hmm.
I actually grew up in the situation, so I just have to take advantage of it.
Yes, it's like a legacy, right, that you had to preserve,
yes.
And grow going forward. Okay, all right. And
yeah.
And how do you navigate then the challenges of, I suppose, being predominantly male-dominated?
You know, talking of challenges,
yeah,
really it's a challenging industry.
Mm.
It's a real challenge. As you're saying that, it's a male-dominated industry, and it's just a cutthroat business, I can say.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think I really do not know how I can explain it, but I think it's just God.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, being a woman in a male industry, it's really not easy.
Really tough,
eh? It's,
yeah.
It's quite difficult because the competitors that I have, one, they are, most of them are male.
Yeah.
Two, I've got competitors which are very big companies,
yeah.
That I cannot disclose here, that
yeah.
we can name, very
yeah.
big companies.
Yeah.
So for me to be someone who is doing so well in this industry as I can, I think I'm doing well. I know I'm doing well, actually.
Yeah.
I think it's it just needs God.
It just needs God.
Yes. I can't really explain how I do it. It doesn't need power, superpowers or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just God because, I've been managing for a long time now.
Yeah.
I didn't give up, which means it's working for me.
Mm.
So, it is just God.
It is a lot just God. Okay. And COVID, how did you guys navigate COVID? Was it difficult? Was it easy? With countries closed, can't trade much. What kept the business going specifically during that time?
You know, on the COVID era, I would say it benefit for some. It really benefited, especially in my industry. To be honest, where I was, it really benefited us somehow. I know it was a disadvantage to a lot of people, but in my industry now, you remember we had at that time we had permits. I think to be moving around. So as long as you had permits, you were operating and on a maximum capacity.
Yes.
Why? Because most companies were not being able to have permits and the like.
Yeah.
So that was giving us an advantage. And on the side of importing, remember I said we import and export some goods in and out of the country.
Yeah.
So that made us now be very active in our business. It made us work a lot more than the others because we had the opportunity to move. We had maximum profits at that time on our side, to be honest. So we would export a lot of things like respirators and a lot of things that were needed. So as the only companies which would be able to move because we had permits, it really gave us maximum profits at that time.
So there's money that was made. You're smiling all the way to the bank. This is nice.
We are still smiling. We know it was a very bad era, but on our side, really, things were actually moving.
Oh, that's really, really nice. Okay. Yeah. Importing outside and inside of Africa, how difficult is it?
I can't call it difficult.
Okay.
Really, they are just processes which are done, which not anyone else can do it.
Okay.
Because there are different documents and requirements needed for you to start importing and exporting. You can't just start like I'm importing and exporting today without relevant documentation and the like.
Yeah.
So now it's really not a problem, but it is too much documentation needed to be done when importing and exporting, obviously.
Yeah.
And, you know, just being liable for someone's shipment, you know, we carry things that are worth millions. So just being liable for that kind of shipment, just imagine maybe from China, it gets into South Africa. From South Africa, it goes all the way to DRC. We go. We actually do the whole of SADC. It goes maybe to Zambia. It goes to Zimbabwe, etc., etc. So it's just for that for someone's valuable goods to be in your hands and it reaches the final destination. I think that alone is it's something else.
It's pretty.
But
stressful.
Then on doing that, it's very easy because we know we put into containers when it's coming up from outside the. Our continent, we bring it in, we transship, we put into trucks, we take it to the final destinations.
Yeah.
So for people who are used to do it, it's not really something that we can say it's a problem.
Okay. Capital to start the business, was it easy? Is it a capital-intensive business? I suspect it is with my little knowledge, but I'm sure it is. And how did you raise the capital?
On capital, you know, I would like to really give thumbs up to my family who really backed me up with that. And I would not say I really needed a lot of capital. You see, in this business, it's different with other businesses whereby you really have to have a lump sum to start your business.
Yeah.
In this business, you can just start by maybe being a broker.
Okay.
That's how I started, yes.
Yeah.
So you can just start by being a broker whereby you really do not need a large amount of capital. What you need is just for the clients to understand your vision, where you are going, where you are coming from. And it's, I would like to use the term that it's just, what can I say, just playing around with the visions of client, your vision, selling it to the client,
yes.
just being so persuasive that they would want to use it and want to see what the best that you can give to them.
Yeah.
So you can start like that until you grow up and then you buy your own trucks and you get your own warehouse, and then you start growing just like that. So with minimum capital, you can start this business really.
Okay, that's pretty cool. And then customers, do you remember your first customer when, I suppose, with your family having set you up, but when you now stepped in actively, do you remember who were your first customer? And how have you grown your customer base from the social media and stuff like that, if they played any role?
Okay, you see, building a customer base is never easy.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
It's really never easy. But I believe I'm somehow in old school. I do it the old school way.
Okay.
You know, customer is king.
Yeah.
Customer always is right.
Yeah.
You have to have honesty, reliability, and quality service at the same time.
Yes.
So, you know, all customers and it's you just have to give this good service to the customers.
Yes.
And also a lot of prayer and manifestation is key. Yeah. Most of the clients I know, I now get, most of them are referrals, to be honest.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I research a lot.
Okay. Okay.
To expand the business, I mingle a lot to see what's on demand.
Yes.
Where can I get space?
Yeah.
You understand? Where there's a gap, then I come in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got a team of great business advisors, including family. I will not leave that out.
Look at that.
Yeah, and I always strive to work an extra mile. I'm hands-on. Yeah.
Okay.
Because as I said, it's just a cutthroat business.
It
so
is.
You're literally swimming in the sharks.
It is, right?
And to survive, you just got to put on your A-game.
And that first customer, who was it? Not necessarily mentioning their name, but the encounter, I'm sure it must have been a fulfilling encounter for you.
It was a fulfilling encounter. So when I started, I think my first client was not even big companies than like the ones I'm dealing with now.
Yes.
Yeah, that client, that person was also kind of a broker.
Okay.
And I think he was in the industry for so long. So he would give me some jobs when he gets a lot of things. Remember, I was working alone that time. I didn't have a team that I was with. So he would maybe try me. He was just giving me maybe 2 loads. Ketway, can you do it? No, you can try this. And that is how I started. He was also just an individual doing his broken stuff, but he was been in the business for far too long.
Okay. That's interesting. That's really nice. And now let's talk about then, I suppose, as an entrepreneur, I'm sure running a business has some impact in terms of your life, right? Starting with, I suppose, your day. What's your day typically like? And also, you know, how does it affect your family life running your own business?
Yeah. My day... My day is really crazy.
Okay.
It's really crazy because it depends with what is there that particular day. Really, I would not say it's something that is organized every day, the same thing, except that maybe I wake up as early as, you know, when you're running a business and you're an entrepreneur, everything is actually lying in your on your shoulders.
Exactly.
So anytime I wake up, normally it's around 4, it's around 5. Obviously, I have my prayer.
Mm.
I hit the gym just to begin with a fresh mind.
Yes.
Thereafter, and then it becomes crazy. I've got orders to process. I've got tracking to make sure it's done. As I said, I think I am a micromanager also. I just have to make sure everything is done.
Yeah.
And I have got a whole team of headstrong men to manage. You see, communicating with clients and address all concerns. So I don't have a time workout like at this time I'll be doing this. If there are any meetings to attend to, any clients to visit and see, then I do that. Maybe, you know, I work with different people.
Yeah.
And with different demands.
Yeah.
Sometimes language barriers, and you just have to make it work.
Yeah.
Then I still have got to be a mother to the boys at the same time. So it just depends with the day. And every day is different. You don't know what to expect. One day it's a lot of business. The other day it's got a lot of problems. Mm. Some days are smooth. Some days are just, you just want them to end. So.
Yeah. And on average, what time do you go to sleep? So you wake up at around 5 or thereabouts. But how? Yes. What time do you end your day when you say, phew, now I'm going to sleep?
Do you know, to be honest, eh?
Mm.
I would like to end my day maybe at 7 or 8.
Okay.
But as I said, you've got a driver calling you even at 10.
Yeah.
And I'm someone who can't really say I'm going to switch off everything, because once I switch off everything, everything stops.
Yeah.
Wherever I leave everything on, tomorrow I'll find it there.
Yeah.
So I would like, I really wanted to end even at 7.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I'm someone who would wake, it depends with what is the other day.
Sure. And how then do you, I suppose, you know, split yourself between family with your children as well? They've got soccer days, they've got that, you know. I'm sure there are times when you're like, you know what, mommy can't make it today, but I'll make it up to you. And maybe have you had those conversations with them, I suppose, when they were born, still younger, to say, mommy runs a business, and so, you know, my days are not going to be the same.
You know, I thank God, because my kids are grown up now.
They
do understand. But yes, sometimes there's, I hardly have time with to be with family.
Yeah.
At times you get too stressed, even to, you can't even share with them, because you don't know what, you don't want to burden them.
Yeah.
And at the same time, maybe sometimes you are too tired to even engage. At times. You are present, but you are distant at the same time. As I said, that in this business, you can expect anything, anytime. You understand? And but I've learned that family comes first.
Family comes first.
And I'll never get any other family. And the time we have is limited with family. Well, business comes and goes, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do have a strict routine when it comes to family. I make sure.
You make sure.
I have time with my boys.
Oh,
really,
wow.
They are the most important thing to me.
Definitely.
Right now, my family, even my parents, home and everything. So I make sure, in whatever I do, I make sure I've got that time with family.
Yeah, definitely. That's beautiful.
Now, person, you know, you just have to know what matters most.
Definitely. That's really beautiful. Now, if you think about it then, and maybe with the benefit of hindsight, as you look at the years that you've been in business, what would you say when you went into it were your expectations versus the reality now of running this thing? I'm sure when you went into it, like, I'll be a millionaire in the next 2-3 years. You do spreadsheets, and spreadsheets say you are going to be a millionaire in 2 years.
Yes.
But when you now actually run this thing, you're like, I won't be a millionaire as quickly as I thought. Expectations, reality, what has been that journey for you?
You know, on expectations, I think I thought money will flow. As someone who was working, you know, I used to work, when I started, I used to work for someone. I didn't just start from nowhere.
Yes.
I also used to work from my former boss.
Yeah.
So I would see him like, everything is moving, man.
Yeah.
This guy, everything is moving.
Yeah.
So I would expect that money will flow, business will grow rapidly. You know, I was thinking at this time, maybe I will be somewhere else. I had high expectations, obviously. But yeah, it takes decades to build and only one day to destroy, unfortunately.
Ooh, yeah.
And the challenges are diverse. we have been hijacked, we have had goods being stolen, we have been conned, we have had accidents, but yeah, what can I say? Just give it to God. The battle is never ours.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, you also know who to trust,
sure,
who to go to for help, for advice, and life goes on. And the reality is, what can I say? The reality is you really have to put, you got to put work on it.
Yeah.
And effort, yeah.
Yeah.
Reality is there are sleepless nights. Yeah. And reality is maybe they're both good and bad days.
Yeah.
But in the end, it's all worth it. We try.
Yeah. Crime is a thing in this logistics thing everywhere, hey?
It's a
difficult one. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Whew, that's a difficult business, that's what I must say. So what drives you as an entrepreneur? What makes you say, I won't go back to employment, I won't go back to having a boss and a steady flow of money, income every month, you know, I'm going to get this much amount of money or this much US dollars, but what keeps you going? What drives you as an entrepreneur?
Just getting these notifications is very nice, my God. These midnight notifications.
I love that.
I know, you know what I'm talking about.
Exactly, I know, right?
Yes, just getting these things when you least expect.
Ooh.
Yeah, obviously, we can't run away from that.
Yeah.
That is the main thing that would drive me. And, you know, I enjoy, like, there is this satisfaction which comes on my company as a single mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a woman being recognized when we talk about creating the industry.
Yes.
You know, that thing just gives me to push. It makes me push harder. And I wouldn't want, again, to go down to a situation whereby I'll have to wait and hear someone call out the shots. Not saying it's wrong.
Yeah.
But I think I'm used to, I like seeing the satisfaction on people's faces when I do it. I think especially the fact that my company is now being recognized in bigger seats when we sit down. That alone would never make me think of going back again.
Ooh, yeah, definitely. No. We all like those bank account notifications. I can tell you now. for us who are employees, we're waiting for the 25th. Like, if you can need it, 25th.
So just imagine when the 25th is coming any other day, you know.
Yeah, you know, look at that. I mean, you don't have to wait for the 25th. Yeah, you guys have it nice sometimes. Yeah. So we want to be like you when we grow up. So, so it's really to just random notifications in the middle of the month, Nje, you know.
Yeah.
So that's really nice. Okay. What would you say is one or two top satisfying moments so far in business?
As I've been saying again and again, I think this thing is no longer like just a business for me. It's something that I grew up with passion, having passion in doing this thing.
Yeah.
So every time I see just when I deliver, every time I deliver, I think that alone is something big for me.
Something
besides big. The notifications I'll get, besides everything else.
Yes.
But when I deliver and I see the people's faces, you know, it just gives me the satisfaction. You know?
Ah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah. And then in terms of if you were to start all over again, is there anything you look back at and say, I would do this a little bit differently, given time and given the opportunity to restart again?
Yeah, given time and opportunity, the first thing that I think I'll do differently is I'll I would really put my boys in the industry and work with them more.
Okay.
Then I think I would be more confident from the start.
Okay. Okay.
Because I think I was too hesitant to go into some things when I was starting.
Yeah.
Let me say I was afraid.
Mm.
Yeah, let me use the word. I was afraid to get into some things. And now I know that it's I just have to take the risk of everything that comes.
Yeah.
For me to, so I think I would do that differently. I would see this in a different perspective and attack it on another angle.
Ooh, that's beautiful. 10 years from now, we're gonna have this conversation. I can tell you that much. We'll still be around, but where do you see KS in 10 years? When we now have a check in with you again, 10 years from now, where do you see the business?
Seriously, I've got high expectations, and I see this business really going far.
Yeah,
because remember, I'm not doing this for me.
Yes,
I'm doing it for my kids.
Yes,
so I'm in 10 years. God willing, out. This business will be everywhere.
Yeah.
Actually, we'll have finished the whole of Africa. I would really love it to be international.
Yeah. And that's possible.
Yeah. In 10 years' time, really, I would really have loved, God willing, for this business to be, we would have branches all over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because now it's only in SA and in Zimbabwe.
Yes.
But yes, a branch in Zimbabwe. So I would really wish it would be all over SADC, which is very close now, maybe in 5 years.
Mm.
So in 10 years, I would really wish it is going, it will be at Gonfa.
Ooh, look at that. There's a saying that if your dreams don't scare you, they are not big enough. Yours seem like very, very, very big. Tackling the whole of Africa. Does that make you scared sometimes at night when you think about it? Or it's just another day, another dream. We're going to chase it. We're going to make it.
No, obviously it makes me get scared.
Yeah.
Yes, obviously, because my dream is actually very big.
Yes, yes.
Yes. So if it doesn't scare you, then you haven't started dreaming.
You haven't started, eh?
Yes. So it really scares me. And yes, I really pray about it a lot.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that is my wish, that even when I die, at least I should leave a big legacy for my kids.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Where can people find your services? Is there a social media, a line, website, if they want to make use of your freight and logistics services?
Okay, yes. It's www.kstechlogistics.co.za. Yes, there is a website whereby everything is there.
Everything is there, eh?
Yes, okay. Their contact details, their emails, and everything is on the website.
It's on the website. Any young people who look up to you, who want to be entrepreneurs, especially women who see what you do, they might not necessarily have the opportunity to come and talk to you. But if they are listening, what would be your message of encouragement, especially it being Women's Month here in South Africa?
Oh, yes, being Women's Month, and it's my birthday month as well.
Oh, look at that. You and I share the same birth month, eh?
Okay, yeah. So, you know, it's really, I don't know, but it's never too late to chase a dream.
It's never too late.
And don't be afraid to start again. Yes, we all run. We've got our own races. But whatever dream, it might not be logistics, it might not be exports and the like.
Yeah.
But whatever dream you have, whatever age you are, it's never too late.
Sure.
And again, I always have got this motto of mine that we keep moving.
We don't stop.
We keep moving. We just readjust, reset, and keep moving.
We keep moving. Sure. It's never too late, and we keep moving. We readjust, we reset, but we keep moving. Beautiful, ma'am. That's a beautiful way to sum it up. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and I've had such a beautiful conversation with you, and I hope that our listeners as well might be inspired by this. But may God bless your business, and may it grow. We're going to check in. I can tell you that much. We're going to check in with you the next couple of years to say, hey, where are you? How are things and all that? But this was really a beautiful conversation. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you, Tepelo.
Thank you so much. That is, of course, our entrepreneur for today, Cathy, we're there, Sigodo, telling us a little bit about her business. I love how she summed it up there to say, it's never too late to chase your dream. And whatever happens, we don't give up. We rather reset, recalibrate. I'm adding that one now. Recalibrate, and we keep it moving. I agree, 100%.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.